Hi, this is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, Avreilcha, and Shushan Purim to all. And this session is going to do a few quick things. Number one, a reminder to all those who are Messiah Maseches Brachas that going forward, the goal ideally should be, I'm going to suggest, highly recommend, that you go through Maseches Brachas once during the week by doing 10 blot a day, Simanim Chazorah, which shouldn't take that long at all, just a couple minutes. And then on Shabbos to review Maseches Brachas from beginning to end as well. Secondly, I want to just mention to all the new members of Zichru, when we talk about doing Chazorah of the Simanim, I just want to make this very clear. I don't mean to go through everything I say in the Shir or what I write in the summaries. When we say that Chazorah of the Simanim is essentially being able to review the three bullet points that identify on the Simanim summary PDF. So when you think of the Simon, what you should do is you think of the simon, you say da base, and you think, okay, the house, and then you go through the image in your mind, and then just flag what were the three main points, the bullet points that are mentioned there. In terms of everything else that is given in Shir, or that's mentioned on the sheet, so that you'll review inside, and as you get, you know, more and more use of the simani, more and more will stick over time. But really, the goal is to just establish a good baseline, kind of ground floor for the Masekta, where you can easily, at a 15-second clip or less, you'll see it will probably take less, just be able to say, okay, da base, this point, that point, that point. Da gimel, this point, that point, that point. So don't stress in terms of remembering everything. I certainly don't intend that you should remember every mandam or who says what at this point. That's not the goal. The goal is to be able to just get the very simple baseline. These are the points that we're reviewing. And then secondly, I want to mention to those as you go through Chazor to do two inside Chazorahs a day. So if you look at your PDF and just do two blot a day of the inside, so that way for those who are assigned brachas, you'll be able to go through Maseches Brachas essentially once a month with a few blot you'll add in to get through the entire Masechta. But every month, if you go through Maseches Brachas reading for a couple minutes, just the summary sheets, that'll be a great way just to keep fresh in terms of the more explicit, more fleshed out ideas that are on the daf. So that's that. So moving forward in terms of Maseches Shabbos, we said that our goal in Zichru in general is not to have a chom brain. In fact, I mentioned in an earlier coaching session that we're in the business, it's more to be business-like, but the question is, what are we in the business of? Every different business has to know what their goal is. So similarly, in terms of a shir, every shir has its own goals, and it's important to focus on those goals and not to try to accomplish everything in one type of shir. So here in Zichru, we're in the business of organizing our Yediyas HaTorah. That's essentially we're in the business. We want to have an organized mind. And the only way you have an organized mind, if you organize your Yediyas HaTorah in a way systematically so you can access them actively. So they're not just going to the back of the garage and where all the mental clutter is. Where we have an organized mind, organized Yediyas. That's what we're in the business of. So keeping that in mind, so we said that we're going to start to go through the Masechtas and get them down, all 63 Masechtas and Shas down in a systematic, clear way. Even just knowing the names is valuable because once you have that framework in your brain, anytime you hear something from Uksan to Kinim to Nadarim, in your brain you'll see in your where it fits in the overall framework of Shas, and your mind's always in a sorting out process, which is much better than not having a framework that boxes to put the material in. So we said the first four Masechtas in Seder Moed are Shabbos, Erevim, Psachim, and Shkalim. The first three have to do with Shabbos. Shabbos and then Erevim, of course. And then Psachim is referred to as Machrus Shabbos. And then we said Shkalim, we just put in there. I mean, it's there. We said we're going to connect it because when you get to Pesach, there's a lot of Shkalim you have to put out there. Okay, so the next four Masechtas in the Seder are Yom HaSukkah, Beya Rosh Hashanah. 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 Now, I said it four times because I find that if you say something four times fast, sometimes that's all you need. Yom HaSukkah, Beya Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaSukkah, Beya Rosh Hashanah. But if we want to strengthen the simon, just to fortify our retention, the simplest thing to go to next always is just use the first letters to create an acronym. So we could say Yasbar, Yasbar. Yom HaSukkah, Beya Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaSukkah, Beya Rosh Hashanah. Yasbar, Yasbar. So those are the next four in the Seder. And again, we're not going vital, even though it's not hard to get the next four down. We could do it right now, but what's the rush? There's zero rush. In fact, as I said, the slower you go, the faster you build when it comes to memory. The Yetzirah wants to do the exact opposite. No, it's not fast enough. Faster, faster, faster. Because I know you're going to spin out and stress out and not enjoy the experience and then give up and have a bad taste in your mouth. So we're going to go really slow on this and enjoy the journey. So we have Yazbar, Yuma Sukkah, Beah, Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's a bit strange in terms of the order. One would expect Rosh Hashanah would come before Yuma, but not. And there's obviously we'll get to the reasoning why. But Yuma Sukkah, Beah, Rosh Hashanah. So we have the first eight in Seder Moed, Shabbos, Erevim, Psachim, Shkalim, and then Yazbar, Yuma Sukkah, Beah, Rosh Hashanah. All right, so that's the first eight of 12 Masechtas in Seder Moed. We'll pick up the last four in the next coaching sessions. Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.